Well, Christmas is now well and truly over for another year, but in this month's Poetry Corner, Glenys Halliday is going to tell us about her attempts to make a Christmas cake.
Well, I know lots of people like cookery programmes and baking programmes on the telly, but to be honest, I don't. But I got in the mood because I thought I'd make a Christmas cake. Actually, it wasn't that good, so I've called it a recipe for disaster. I've watched those TV programmes of how to cook and bake. Enthused, I thought to join them to make a Christmas cake. Recipes are only for people who are scared, couldn't guess a spoonful if they ever dared. So, as in the art of everything, I have my own point of view. I never take it kindly if you tell me what to do. So, raiding all my cupboards, plus the one below the sink, I soon amassed a very lot of alcoholic drink. Some ancient cloudy spirits, which I presumed were risky, so just to test the quantity, I had a mug of whiskey. The second one was duster, it may be homemade gin, so merely for the research, must test prior pouring in. I merely pulled the stopper, which came out with a plop. I tell you now, the liquid burned a hole right through my top. So I only put a bit in, just in case it didn't suit. It had a very marked effect, and she shrivelled up the fruit. Sherry was the next in line, I must admit myself. Was aware that it had sat for years upon the shelf. So I only drank a quarter of the bottle that I had. I then got to perusing that it didn't taste too bad. By this time my cake mixture smelt all lovely and fruity. To road test my last ingredient was my abounded duty. No Christmas cake would be complete without a slug of brandy. So, hiccuping my thanks to God, found I had got one hander. I can't remember what temperature I set my regolo, but as a tale of caution, think I should let you know. Adding too much flour is a very big mistake. Using that self-raising one will cause your head to ache.